Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalms. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David was considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalms. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on to opening our Bibles to Psalms chapter 3. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation. Also feel free to follow along with the translation of your choice. Let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, I have so many enemies, so many are against me. So many are saying, God will never rescue him. Interlude, but you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Interlude, I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Arise, O Lord, rescue me, my God. Slap all my enemies in the face. Shatter the teeth of the wicked. Victory comes from you, O Lord. May you bless your people. Interlude. Once again, that was the third chapter of the Book of Psalms from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. David wrote this psalm when he was fleeing from his son Absalom. David's own child led a rebellion against him, and David had to run for his life. Yet he found strength and confidence from the Lord, even as he faced a dangerous and heartbreaking experience in his life. David poured his heart out to the Lord. God is the one who listens best and helps most. God is your shield. He uses his power to protect his people. When you are being attacked, the best and safest place to be is in the shadow of his wings. The Lord lifts your head high. This is a vivid image of confidence. When the Lord is your fortress, you will have his power. When your mind is filled with the unbreakable promises of God, found in his word, you can live with his strength. You can have hope and joy in the hardest of times. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. When you are hurt or angry, how can you pour out your heart to God first before going to others? How can you find comfort and confidence in the Lord before ending this episode? Our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.